Global warming is causing many changes to weather patterns. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Shengyi Wu, professor in the Department of Geology and Environmental Geosciences at the University of Dayton, examines some of the changes in precipitation.
Global warming has the potential to enhance the hydrological cycle and alter many key characteristics of precipitation. First, higher temperature increases evaporation as well as moisture-holding capacity of the atmosphere at a rate of 7% per degree Celsius. Therefore, global precipitation is expected to increase to balance the enhanced evaporation. Second, global warming leads to more intense rain. On the one hand, with higher temperature, more moisture is needed to reach condensation. As a result, we're likely to see a decrease in light rain. On the other hand, when storm systems develop, the increased moisture in the atmosphere leads to heavier rainfall. In addition, increased moisture also enhances latent heat, the energy to fuel the storm systems, and thereby increase their intensity. Third, precipitation is not distributed evenly over our planet, because the global atmosphere circulation brings the moisture to places where winds come together from other places where winds diverge. Increases in evaporation means more moisture is transported from divergent regions to convergent zones and into the storm tracks, making wet places wetter and dry places drier. These dynamics also play out over the continental U.S., causing even drier conditions in the arid West and more intense storms in the humid East.
That was Shengyi Wu of the University of Dayton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.